Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola
and Jess with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a protest is planned on the Story Bridge on Friday the 30th of May. Cyclists are taking over the bridge on Friday morning at 8 to 9 a.m, demanding Brisbane City Council dedicate one lane to cyclists and pedestrians. The footpath lane has been closed since March and Council has made no attempt to reopen it. Queensland Police Service will appear at the Brisbane Magistrates Court on Thursday to argue that the march, which would block all six lanes, should not go ahead on Friday morning. The group was coined Extinction Rebellion on Wheels by Lord Mayor Adrian Skrinner during a council meeting on Tuesday. Brisbane City Council has accused the protest of being an illegal protest. However, protest organiser Catherine Good said this is not the case, and the protest would not go ahead if the court ruled it to be illegal. An illegal protest is defined as one that causes derogation, affects the reputation of others, or causes harm to national security or incites violence.
The Queensland State Library says it will continue to support freedom of speech, despite the state's decision to rescind $15,000 in funding. Indigenous writer K.A. Renwild has been denied a fellowship following comments made on social media last year about the conflict in Gaza. The decision was made on Monday by State's Art Minister John Paul Langbrook. Speaking to State Parliament, Mr. Langbrook raised concerns about a social media statement made by Ms. Wild regarding pro-Hamas ideology. The State Library has said it was legally bound to obey by the decision, however, will continue to oppose the infringement of intellectual freedom within the limits of the law. In national news, three jailed, 18 charged over millions in tax fraud offences. Three people have been jailed for tax fraud offences, while another 18 people have been charged over a number of large-scale deceptions of financial in situations of government agencies, Queensland Police and the ATO have said. Detectives allege the 18 individuals provided false details to receive fraudulent payments, defrauding the Australian Tax Office out of $2 million. The sting was part of a wider investigation with the ATO, which triggered offenders allegedly inventing fake businesses and submitting false business activity statements to collect a GST refund.
Federal Senator Fatima Payman has lodged a formal complaint against an older male colleague for sexually suggestive and racially insensitive comments, making her feel singled out and majorly uncomfortable. Senator Payman told Triple J Hack that her colleague's comments included sentiments such as, "Let's get some wine into you and see you dance on the table," making her feel singled out as a Muslim woman who did not drink. As the youngest member for the parliamentary season, Senator Payman expressed her boundaries clearly and made a formal complaint with Parliamentary Workplace Support Services, which looked after Senator Payman with respect and care. In international news, the Cooper's Hill cheese rolling in wake occurred this weekend in Gloucester, England, a contest traditionally held on the late May public holiday where thousands of contestants competed in a race to the bottom of a hill chasing a 3-kilogram large wheel of double Gloucester cheese. German YouTuber Tom Kopke was victorious at the Gloucestershire cheese rolling event for the second year in a row, saying he risked his life to win. The second men's race was won by Luke Priest from Gloucester, who flew down the hill dressed in a Superman costume. The women's race was won by London University student Ava Sender, who stated she didn't even like cheese. Ankles were twisted, collarbones were broken, and many were injured, but in the end, it was all worth it for that double Gloucester wheel. Tom Kopke sums up the competition perfectly. "I risked my life for this. It's my cheese." Back to back.
In the weather, it's currently 17 degrees and will still reach a high of 24 degrees. The chilly wind gusts are reaching 15 to 20 kilometres per hour and the UV index is 4, which is in the moderate band. That is all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people.